Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Everybody, welcome to Diary of a Cartoonist. I'm Scott Johnson, and it's Tuesday, March 14th, 2023, and I have been behind, so you're behind. Yeah, I've had a lot going on. I've also been in a little bit of a rut, and I want to talk about it, because maybe you'll have some ideas. I think that everybody goes through this, so I'm not going to claim this is my own. Clearly not. This is probably more common than usual, but it is unusual for me to go much more than a day without drawing, without putting pen to paper in some form, be it digital or, you know, good old fashioned hand me a pencil, where's the paper kind of deal, you know? That's rare. And that's where I'm at. It's been like 2 weeks, and every time I sit down and try to get creative, my brain just goes, meh. Like nothing is jumping to my head. And I have stuff I actually need to do that are creative. I think part of it is I've spent so much time working on this new card game that it's just, by the time I'm done at the end of the day, I've just bled my creative juices dry. Because all I got left is, I just got nothing. I just have an empty husk of what I was earlier that day. And right now that thing's a bit of a priority. I'm trying to get the Kickstarter done. I'm trying to get all the art done that's needed for that. The card art's pretty much done, but it was a big haul. Big haul? Did I say big haul? Big haul? It was a big haul. And as a result, I'm just feeling like I can't think of anything creative to draw or write or any of those things that I love doing. I've also got Free Comic Book Day coming up in May, and Carter's already done with hers, and I got to get mine done. And I just don't have any inspiration for it. I'm just not feeling it. What do you guys do when this happens to you? Or does it? I shouldn't assume. I think it's safe to assume. I didn't invent writer's block, okay? I don't think anybody did. I think this is just part of who we are, but usually, I have snapped back by now. And right now, I don't feel like I'm snapping back from anything. I also have some slight allergies from the rain we got yesterday. That's a lot of fun. It's making my voice feel weird. You guys can probably hear it. It's a little bit of meh down there. Meh. Anyway, so I'll sit down and I'll go, okay, we're going to draw, you know, just going to take some ideas, throw it on paper. Don't even care. Let's just see what comes out of this pen. And then I do that and I hate what comes out. So I erase what came out and I start over. I put more out there and I go, this isn't working either. Maybe I'll be inspired if I watch TikTok for 20 minutes. Nope. Get to the end of that. Nothing there. Nothing I wanted. Nothing that extends the conversation. Nothing that says, hey, you better draw this. And then I think, all right, I'll play a video game. What's something that's kind of creative? We're going to build things. Let's do like Factorio or, you know, other games like that. Dyson Sphere or Satisfactory or something. And those games are all about being creative and organizing your factories and being efficient and all that. And I do love them. I'm playing those a little bit. And I think, all right, did that do anything? I go back to the drawing table, like the old saying says. I plunk my butt down. I get in the position. And my brain goes, nope, sorry, nothing here today. You may as well not do it. And then I don't know what to do, right? Go hang out with my dog? Will that inspire it? What I'm saying is, you might say to yourself, well, Scott, big deal. You don't have, if you don't have a project specifically to dive into, even though I do, then it's okay. You don't need to until the next one comes. But that's not how this works for me. It's a lifestyle, not a lifestyle. It's a lifelong thing that I have done since I was a kid. You know, forget if you think it's any good or not, but it's what I've done. I draw every day, or at least try to. And on the few occasions where I didn't feel like it, it was maybe a day or two, and then I'm back in the saddle. Almost 2 weeks since I've gotten anything out, and I just think that's weird. You know? So I got to think of what mental cleanse, what kind of, you know, afterburner? What's the word I'm looking for? What do I need to do? I need to flush it out. I need to take like a power hose, hook it up to the side of my head, blast everything out of there, reset the gray matter. Boom. Suddenly creative things are happening all around us. You know? That's what I'm trying to do, but I don't know how to do it. So advice, thoughts, feelings? Hell, I feel like I've put off diary episodes for the same reason. I'm like, I don't have anything cool to talk about. Bruh. I got to be on this other show tonight. This will just make me tired. Bruh. You know, that kind of attitude. I need to snap out of it. I know what this is, partially anyway. Part of it is we are nearing the end of winter, and winter puts me in a mood. And lately, I just cannot snap out of that mood. Just grumpy, you know. My family's got a history of seasonal affective disorder or SAD. I'm not going to go look it up, but what do you think came first? The acronym or initialism of SAD? Or did they have the terms first and it just happened to say SAD when you spelled it? Because I smell chicanery there. I think somebody was like, well, we want the word to be sad. So how can we spell sad? Just a little bit like saying, Scott stands for super California octopus tortoise teeth. You know, I could say that it wouldn't be true, but now it's a proper functioning initialism because I said it is. Is that what somebody did here? They just said, sad. Okay, fine words. Let's see. Well, if it's in the winter, I guess it's a season, so seasonal. You're affected by it, so affected. A. Okay. D. What's D for? Dormitory. Nope, that doesn't work, Bill. Don't come back in my office till you have a real answer. And then 2 hours later, and a whole pizza later, he comes in and goes, "I've got it." Oh, Bill, what did you come up with? Disorder. Oh, we've done it. Here at the SAD Institute, we finally got a meaning for our name. Put it out into the world. Spread it far and wide. Let the people have it. That may be all made up. I don't know. But I'm not going to bother go and look, because partly because I have seasonal affective disorder. Affective? Affected? Affector? What is it? Doesn't matter. My dad did this, and he used to have this thing where, to combat it, he would use these lights. They were like some kind of special, fluorescent lights of some sort. And they were supposed to mimic the sun. And, you know, that was his way. In my case, I know I'm vitamin D deficient. My doctor has said as much, so I take vitamin D supplements all the time. That helps a lot. My last blood work showed that that was all in a better place. So that's good. But I don't know, man. Something about the winter, the cold, people around me get cranky. I don't mean my family, but like, I think the internet gets cranky. Kids are back in school. They're cranky. You know, just as a general rule, which means their parents are going to be cranky. Nobody's happy about the state of things when it comes to like politics or any all that, you know, same old, that's all making everybody cranky. And just add to it that it's cold and kind of gross out and we need some sun and we need some warm and it ain't here yet, but it's almost here. So you can sort of taste it. Like today it was like 45. That's, you know, compared to what it's been in the last month or so, that's kind of warm, but it's all muddy and gross. And some of the leftover snowbanks just look like big brown poo piles on the side of streets. And I think I'm letting all of that just get under my skin, and it's acting as like a creative blocker for me to get anything cool done. And it's weird because I know this is just like any other job, but I'm getting everything done that needs doing, but I'm just kind of doing it by the numbers. And then at the end of the day, I'm just spent and I'm like, well, I can't do anything now. You know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But this year has been worse for me than even like COVID winter number one or two. I mean, that first one was so intense. I think 2020's tail end of the year should have been a little hardcore for me, but instead wasn't, because in a weird way it was me and Kim, and we were hunkered down and we were going to do whatever it took to keep everybody healthy and happy in the family. And you know, we just kind of went into, productive mode on all that. And I felt pretty good about where we ended up at the end of that year. But I don't know, maybe it's just sinking in now. I don't think any of us have really dealt very well with what the pandemic is or represented or how it changed our lives, even in small ways. And I know a lot of people deny any of that, but I promise you they feel something. They're human after all. And if you are a human, you have emotions, and those emotions sometimes, when not dealt with, when they are at their rawest point, sometimes those build up and become a poo-poo later on. Right. So maybe some of that's going on. I don't know, man. Somebody, a friend of mine said, "Hey dude, sounds like you got yourself a little bit of a midlife going." No, it's not like that. I don't like want to go cheat on my wife or buy a fancy car or, you know, blow a bunch of money on something stupid. Like I'm not into that. Honestly, I just love to curl up with a dog and, you know, watch Firefly again. I don't know. That's the kind of mood I'm in. Anyway, let me know what kind of mood you're in and what you'd do to fix all this. Text me at 801-471-0462. Leave either a text. Let me know in the message. You know, this is for the diary. And include your name if you want it read. You don't have to, though. Or if you'd rather leave a voicemail, that same number works. 801-471-0462. Just call it, leave a voicemail. I'll play it here on the show if you would like me to do that. I think that'll do it for now because I have nothing more creative to say. It's part of the problem. I can't get words out either. It is the problem, and I got to get over it. I need to go like jump into an ice bath. You know how I see a lot of CrossFit people doing the big ice bath things? Maybe I need to do that. You know, if one of your emails or one of your texts or one of your suggestions is that I jump in an ice bath, I'll do it. I'll fill that tub with ice and I'll get in there. I'll regret every second of it probably, but I'll do it. I'll do it. Because I need to shock myself out of this. Anyway, I hope you're good and you're not feeling stupid like I am. Have a fantastic time. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye.